What if the difference between a forgotten manuscript and a literary phenomenon wasn't luck, but mathematics? In 2010, while Stieg Larsson's brutal thrillers dominated charts despite critical sneers, two researchers embarked on an audacious mission: decode the DNA of bestsellers. Their five-year odyssey through 20,000 novels revealed something startling. Algorithms could predict bestsellers with 80 to 90% accuracy based solely on the text. In an industry where success rates hover below 0.5%, this discovery feels revolutionary. Perhaps bestsellers aren't unpredictable black swans after all, but white swans, following patterns we've simply failed to recognize. Publishers organize books by genre, but data reveals subject matter doesn't drive sales. Sex, drugs, and explicit content appear at microscopic frequencies and less often in bestsellers than struggling novels. The true pattern lies in topic distribution. Danielle Steele and John Grisham dedicate precisely one-third of their writing to signature themes, Steele to domestic life, Grisham to legal drama, while using two-thirds for complementary elements that keep each book fresh. This focused approach distinguishes them from unsuccessful novels that scatter attention across too many themes. The secret weapon? Scenes depicting human closeness and connection, the single most predictive element across all genres. Best-selling authors weave these moments every 20-30 pages, creating an emotional rhythm that hooks readers. They balance tension with resolution, addressing universal fears through personal impact rather than political stance, allowing readers from diverse backgrounds to connect emotionally without encountering polarizing barriers. When 50 Shades of Grey sold 125 million copies in 4 years, many assumed sex was the draw. Text analysis revealed otherwise. Human closeness comprised 21% of content, intimate conversation 13%, nonverbal communication 10%, while BDSM elements were only 7%. The true distinction was emotional rhythm. Students reading bestsellers reported visceral reactions, racing hearts, skin conductance changes, muscle tension within 10 pages. These physical responses never appeared with unsuccessful novels. James crafted emotional turns every 2.5 pages, creating a thrum readers felt in their bodies. Graphing emotional responses reveals why some novels become unputdownable. 50 Shades displays perfectly rhythmic curves, high-frequency heartbeats of micro-conflicts every 4 to 6 paragraphs, and smoother story arcs every 22 to 25 pages. Despite vastly different content, 50 Shades and The Da Vinci Code mirror each other's emotional architecture. Among over 1,000 analyzed novels, only these two maintained this exact rhythm throughout. Just 25 other bestsellers share similar patterns, with only Dan Brown achieving the same measured cadence and comparable sales. Your writing contains unconscious patterns as distinctive as fingerprints, not beautiful metaphors, but mundane elements like preposition usage and pronoun frequency. When Stephen King wrote as Richard Bachman, a sharp-eyed bookseller recognized his linguistic signature and exposed the pseudonym. These stylistic elements powerfully predict market success. Best-selling style favors informality and authenticity. Contractions like ent appear 4 times more often in bestsellers, while dud is 12 times more common. Bestsellers feature casual expressions like okay and ugh, more question marks but fewer exclamation points, and frequent ellipses that create intimacy. Successful fiction uses shorter, cleaner sentences with fewer adjectives and adverbs. Think elegant fir trees in simple relief, not gaudy Christmas trees dripping with ornaments. When ranking books by best-selling style, women authors dominated, 9 of 10 debut bestsellers. But the algorithm revealed something deeper. Authors with the most male style typically had formal literary education and won prestigious awards, while those with female style predominantly had journalism or advertising backgrounds. The debutante bestsellers shared journalistic training that taught accessible, colloquial language appealing to mass audiences. Success isn't about gender. It's about understanding your audience and having a natural feel for language nurtured through disciplined practice. Readers claim they read for theme or genre, but reviews reveal that character transforms a good novel into a can't-put-down experience. Characters let us observe vicariously, judge quietly, fantasize unnoticed, transforming us to new emotional, mental, moral, and sexual territories. The model achieved 72% accuracy predicting bestsellers based solely on character verbs. Best-selling protagonists actively express their needs. The verbs need and want appear 3 times more frequently in successful novels than unsuccessful ones. Characters in bestsellers display agency through active verbs: grab, do, think, ask, look, hold. They love through concrete actions rather than statements. They possess self-awareness. They tell, see, hear, smile, and reach. Less successful characters are passive. They halt, drop, demand, seem, wait, and interrupt. They shout, fling, whirl, and thrust, verbs suggesting a flailing child. They murmur, protest, hesitate, wish, suppose, and dislike. Why is need the top differentiator while wish characterizes books that don't sell? I think, therefore I am. I wish, therefore I wait. I need, therefore I act. Need creates urgency, pushing characters to overcome obstacles, transforming passive desire into active pursuit that captivates readers. After analyzing hundreds of manuscripts, the researchers discovered one achieving perfection across all metrics. Its topical makeup featured the ideal 3 themes comprising 30% of content. Its plot followed the best-selling 3-act structure with perfect symmetry. It balanced masculine and feminine writing with ideal sentence structure. Its female protagonist demonstrated strong agency with best-selling verbs need and want. The model gave this manuscript a 100% confidence score. The perfect book? Dave Eggers' The Circle. Eggers himself embodies best-selling traits. His debut memoir hit #1 on the New York Times list while becoming a Pulitzer finalist, rare positioning reflecting his unique stylistic balance. He writes with an almost perfect 50-50 blend of styles, appealing to both mass readership and prize committees. The novel's protagonist, May, works at a company resembling a Google-Facebook hybrid. In stunning irony, May's job involves perfecting customer response formulas to achieve 100% satisfaction scores, mirroring the algorithm's own function. The thematic DNA creates perfect bestseller conflict, exploring modern technology, workplace dynamics, and human connection in precisely balanced proportions. Can computers write novels? While algorithms generate sports reports for Forbes and AP, crafting human stories remains AI's ultimate challenge. Computers accumulate facts, but lack the creative thinking novelists use to unveil meaning. The researchers aren't programming bestsellers, they'd rather write them using their insights. Their work has brought respect to mainstream fiction and fresh perspectives on what makes books work. The implications for publishing are profound. By evaluating only the manuscript itself, this research might democratize an industry with a bestseller rate below 0.5%. Perhaps one day, someone writing at 4 a.m. might get an 80% score that earns them an advance in a career. This research offers something radical, evidence that great storytelling follows patterns we can understand and master. The bestseller code isn't about formula, it's about understanding human connection with stories. It's about emotional rhythm, character agency, focused themes, and accessible style. These aren't constraints on creativity, but insights into how our minds respond to narrative. For aspiring writers everywhere, this research whispers a powerful truth. The path to readers' hearts isn't mysterious magic. It's a craft that can be studied, practiced, and perfected.